Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready!
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
It's 8:32 and welcome to Overtime for Wednesday, the 22nd of September. We're heading into fall officially today. Hi, Charlie Brennan.
Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, everyone.
Feels like fall out there this morning, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Nice and crisp. Brad Young of Hairstyle Fisher & Young joining us as well. Hi, Brad.
Debbie, top of the morning to you.
I just want to wear like a fuzzy sweatshirt today. That it feels like fuzzy sweatshirt weather.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, let's see. We've got a serious topic here. We talk a lot, of course, about crime in St. Louis, and everybody has their opinion. And a group of community organizations, including Arch City Defenders, released a statement opposing Mayor Jones' crime plan. It read, in part, that the doubling down on increased policing endangers vulnerable St. Louisans, and that, quote, "We know that these actions will put more poor, unhoused, and Black St. Louisans in jail while exposing them to police violence and do nothing to impact the real violence and harm facing downtown St. Louis residents." Charlie, thoughts?
Well, I think the group is completely out of touch because if you've seen published reports recently interviewing people who live in the Greaterville neighborhood, East Kings Highway, Dutchtown, and of course downtown, they all want more police. And I'd like to see the study that tells us that fewer police results in less crime. Not buying this one, Arch City Defenders.
Brad?
Well, and even this plan, this position is really absurd because the mayor's plan doesn't even add a single police officer to begin with. It only reassigns, I think, up to 55 police officers, and then only on the weekends and only for 5 to 6 weeks. But even this is too much for the defund the police crowd. You know, to make Charlie's point, though, about people wanting more police, Minneapolis, you know, saw a spike in crime after it started their measures to defund the police. But now it's going to be on the ballot in November to really test whether voters and residents agree with this defunding the police as much as apparently progressive politicians do.
Well, we talked about this yesterday about the Haitian migrants who are camped out near Del Rio, Texas, a border town. And it is really awful to see it's a humanitarian crisis when you have thousands of people without housing or food or toilets. But according to the Associated Press, many are being released into the United States, according to two U.S. officials. And that is undercutting the Biden administration's public statements that the thousands in the camp faced immediate expulsion to be sent back to Haiti. I'm not sure who's sending them if they're on the border. But anyway, thoughts on this one, Brad? Should they stay? Should they go? What should happen to all of these people?
Well, they should go just as President Biden said that they would go. But what's interesting is that Biden said that the evacuation of Kabul would not be like Saigon, and it was. Biden said that he would restore the confidence of our European allies, but yet France has recalled its ambassador to the U.S. And Biden said that he would deport thousands of Haitian migrants, but now he's not going to do that either. So Chuck Todd, even over the weekend, called this a crisis of confidence because basically most of these public statements that President Biden states are just turn out to be wrong. And even Chuck Todd acknowledged that over the weekend.
I can't quite figure this one out. The president is taking a lot of heat for his actions on the border. He is sending the Haitians back to Haiti, you know, 3 or 4 plane loads a day, something like that. And there were all these images, which we discussed yesterday, that showed the police on horse and with whips and getting close to and intimidating the Haitians. And then he got a lot of backlash for that. So I'm not exactly sure. There's a big push-pull here. But the report from the AP says that while the president says, I'm sending them all back, apparently there are buses taking these Haitians to places like El Paso and Tucson, where they are then going through border facilities, immigration facilities there, and they're given 60 days to stay in the country before they have to report to immigration court. So does the president know about that? Or does he know about that and he is, for the purposes of public consumption, trying to send people or trying to make the impression that everyone's going to Haiti? I don't know. I find this fascinating that thousands of Haitians are getting into the country while the president is saying they're all going to Cap Haitien.
Well, if they needed jobs, we certainly have plenty of job openings in this country. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And some incentives to maybe get you to do something you've not wanted to do. That and more coming up in round two of OT. It's 8:37.
The Cards are back in action tonight as they continue their road trip against the Brewers in Milwaukee. Hear the game here. Ameren Pregame Show 5:45. First pitch 6:40. On your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX and KMOX.com.
It's 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Charlie Brennan and Brad Young. There are companies stepping up now. More than 30 big companies, Amazon, Chobani, Facebook, Pfizer, UPS, that are vowing to hire and train refugees who are fleeing Afghanistan for the United States. Are you surprised by this, Charlie? Would you like to see more companies pledging to do this?
I heard this yesterday on KMOX Radio, and I thought, this is fantastic. And I think, you said 30 companies are willing to do that. I think 30 more will step up. I'm not sure that the Afghan refugees can fill all positions, but there are certainly, as we've said, 10.9 million job openings in the United States right now. Let's say we bring to the United States 100,000 or so Afghans. Okay, so you put them in jobs. Not all of them will take jobs because many are children. Then you still have 10.8 million jobs available for the rest of us.
Brad?
Yeah, this is a fantastic idea. I don't know who could be against this, particularly with regard to bringing the Afghan refugees to St. Louis. That's going to grow our economy. That's going to fill open jobs. It's going to increase ancillary spending at restaurants and grocery stores and the trickle-down effect of economic growth. There is literally no downside to this position.
Well, those against it are the people who don't want refugees here. Chobani, you might remember, was the company that stepped up and hired a bunch of the Syrian refugees when Syrians were coming here. And they did get a lot of backlash from certain sectors. But then I think it ultimately helped their business because people supported them more.
I think Chobani is it's headed up by a Kurd, is it not?
I think so.
Yeah.
Greek or Kurdish or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A Kurd? Is that like some kind of a pun on the fact
oh,
that they make
good.
Yogurt?
That's good.
Really, Charlie?
Oh, you are very cultured.
Oh, yeah. I've been told that before.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I don't even know where to go with that. Maybe you could go to Chobani, get some Chobani at the grocery store with your gift card that you got from St. Louis County because they're starting a vaccine incentive program on Saturday. County Executive Page and Council Member Shalonda Webb are expected to announce the guidelines this morning. I believe they are probably doing that right now at his 8:30 news conference. But we kind of knew the bare bones of this. If you sign up to get the vaccine, you'll get a $100 grocery gift card and a $50 gas card. Brad, at this point, I suppose there are some people who just haven't gotten around to it. And so they'd think, yeah, you know, $150, sure, I'll do it. But for people who are against the vaccine, is this going to move the needle?
Well, pun intended, I guess. I really don't see that. I mean, if someone believes that the vaccine is an elaborate government tracking system or will result in two-headed babies, is $150 really going to overcome those mistaken beliefs? You know, I don't think so. And if someone hasn't just, oh my goodness, I've been too busy, that's an absurd position. I mean, you should have gotten the vaccine months and months and months ago. I don't see this moving the needle very much.
You know, they've tried this in the city. They started a little bit earlier, and the Jones administration appropriated $1.25 million for gift cards. And basically, they've given 20 to 40 away to employees who took the vax, and just a couple hundred or so for the rest of the population. It's not an incentive that is moving people toward a vaccination. I mean, it's a nice idea, nice try. I can't fault them for trying. But it's not going to be a motivating factor for people.
I wonder if they go out and buy all the gift cards in advance, and then if people don't use them, what happens to them then?
Well, of course, you can cash them in or spend them or I don't know. I mean, these are federal dollars. Who cares?
Who cares? It's free money.
It's not my money. It's not your money.
Who cares? Coming out of the money cannon.
Right. Exactly. It sure is.
Oh, that'd be cool if they had a money cannon.
Well, that's an idea, too.
Now you know, get $100 and you get $100.
The governor is in the paper today also because he rejected a plan to give away $1 million through the lottery to someone who the lucky vaccination candidate. And I guess he poo-pooed that earlier. And now people are saying, wow, we could have really had higher vaccination numbers in the state if only we had drawn upon the resources of the Missouri lottery. But I don't even think that at this point. It's not about the money for many people.
It's not.
Well, at St. Louis University, they think apparently there is a lot on people's minds. I think we're all a little stressed these days, but they've canceled all classes on Friday. Now, this is a serious thing. They've had two students commit suicide within 10 days of each other. According to the CDC, the rate of suicide for those between the ages of 10 and 24 increased nearly 60% between 2007 and 2018, and that is a trend that has only increased since the pandemic. That is really disturbing, Brad. Any thoughts on what's driving this trend?
Well, according to the New York Times, that trend kind of peaked in 2018. In fact, in 2019, suicides dropped by 5%. It dropped another 5% in 2019, or rather in 2020. But those trends are going to go up and down. And regardless of whether the trend is going up or going down, it is a tragedy, and it's something that we need to get a handle on. Now, what I think is encouraging is at least over the last couple of years, our society and culture has recognized that mental health is a legitimate health issue. It's not just a stigma. It's not a just pull yourself up by your bootstraps kind of a thing. It's a legitimate concern. It's a legitimate health problem. And hopefully that trend of recognizing mental health issues for what they are, hopefully that trend will continue, not a trend upward in suicides.
At St. Louis University, the students have started a change.org petition. They've received almost 8,000 signatures asking that the university provide more free mental health meetings. Each student is afforded 10 per semester. But the students say the proper protocol would include one per week, and that'd be 14 per semester because there's 14 weeks to a semester. So they want 14 free counseling sessions right now. It's very similar to what students at Washington University were complaining about in their student newspaper in the spring, that they want mental health counseling, there aren't enough counselors at their school, and they demand more. Right now, there is a huge mental health counselor shortage across the land, throughout the United States, certainly in St. Louis. And I recall college as being a great time. I don't recall people with anxiety and depression to the extent we're hearing about it today. Certainly, people were not asking for 10 mental health counseling sessions. To me, it was like a respite from the rest of the world. What's happened now? I don't know. Is it the pandemic? Is it social media? Is it the breakup of the family, the loss of organized religion, our bad diets? I don't know. But something's going on.
I think part of it is there's a lot more stress on students than there were for us. First of all, if you're going to college, you're already massively in debt. You know, we didn't have to incur that kind of a debt, but also we had more freedom. You know, you talk to your parents once a week if they called the phone down the hall. Now you're chained to everything all the time. There's no time off. It's a different world. I think there's a lot more pressure on young people. It's 8:50. We're going to take a break. And one of my favorite buildings, actually, it's a building I've been obsessed with for some time, could be developed. We're going to talk about whether it deserves tax breaks when we come back. It's 8:50. It's 8:54. Brad Young, Charlie Brennan. I'm Debbie Monterey. Good news in development. You know, when you get off of 6440 or you're right there by St. Louis University High School and there's that block of empty buildings, they've been boarded up for years. Those are going to be redeveloped. Drury apparently owned them and is selling them. It's going to be an apartment building, and that developer is seeking no tax breaks. But one of the largest buildings still vacant downtown is actually right down the street from our KMOX studios on Olive. It's the Butler Brothers building. It is massive. It takes up an entire city block. It's been mostly empty. A Memphis-based development services group plans to redevelop it into 385 apartments plus parking spots and retail. Now, this building, I know a bunch of developers who have looked at it over the years and thought, I can't do anything with this. But this development company thinks they can, but they're asking for 15 years of property tax abatement. Greater St. Louis, Inc. is helping the developer buy the building with a $1.5 million loan. Are you okay with this, Charlie?
Well, you know, it's near the new stadium, the soccer stadium, and I guess the developers believe that it's going to be popular because of its location there. One thing that does concern me, and this is not unique to this project, but a lot of these, if not all these projects in St. Louis, is that the breaks are granted by the St. Louis Development Corp, which gets 1% of all the tax breaks. So I think there's a perverse incentive there by the tax abatement granting agency and all these projects. It sounds great to have a tax break, but that is money that doesn't go to the beleaguered St. Louis Public Schools.
Well, I also have some concerns with that, but overall, I think the benefits outweigh the detriments here because, as you said, Debbie, other companies have looked at this property. I think it's 2 acres in size, couldn't figure out how to make it work. Hopefully, with this tax abatement plan, it will, and it'll provide housing for folks who will be working at the National Geospatial Agency or want to go to soccer games. I think overall, it's more of a plus than a minus.
Apparently, there was a major chess tournament, maybe the first chess tournament. There's a big sign on the side of the building now about it. I wish I could remember exactly what is it. The first chess tournament?
It was the first chess tournament ever for the National Chess Club, I think, was in that building.
Yeah. So some history there, too. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it not being empty anymore if it works. It's 8:57. Charlie Brennan up after news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.